Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Megillah Daf Yud Beis. We left off on Daf Yud Aleph Amid Beis, and we are at V'hashapir Chashiv toward the end of the page, where we were discussing the Cheshbonus of Achashverosh and Belshazzar about when the Golus Bavel was supposed to end. So today's daf is sponsored by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children. And what we're going to discuss today, and we thank Dr. Lander very much for the sponsorship, what we're going to discuss today is a continuation of the drushos that we have on the Megillah, which talks about particularly the drushos of the party that Achashverosh made, and in the context of discussing how lavish the party was, and all of the descriptions of the party, we're also going to talk about why it is that the Jewish people were chayiv to be exterminated, why it was that Nischayvus Sonein Shal Yisrael Shabbos Hadar Kliya. Then the Gemara is going to discuss why it is that Vashti refused to appear at the party, and the advice that Achashverosh got, and how the Chachamim suggested to Achashverosh that they were not in any position to give him any advice, and instead Memuchan is the one that gave advice. And the Gemara is going to identify that Memuchan is in fact Haman. Why is it that he's called Memuchan? So we're going to have several suggestions why he's called Memuchan if it in fact is really Haman. But we were right in the middle of a discussion yesterday. We were talking about what sort of cheshbon Achashverosh made to assume that the end of the 70 years had come and Geula had not yet come. So we said Belshazzar made a mistake. Achashverosh realized that Belshazzar made a mistake, and he thought that he had the right cheshbon. So we went through the cheshbon yesterday. So asked the Gemara, "V'hashapir chashiv?" But it seems that Achashverosh actually said the proper cheshbon. So why was he off? Why was it that the Geula didn't come when he thought it was going to come? So says Gemara, "Iunami mitatoi." He also made a mistake. The Bailei Mimnei Michorvas Yerushalayim. He should have started counting the 70 years from the time that Yerushalayim was burnt in the second exile, where Tzidkiyo was exiled during the 19th year of the Malchus of Nebuchadnezzar. So he actually started counting from the 8th year of the Malchus of Nebuchadnezzar, because as we mentioned yesterday, the Golus from Yerushalayim happened slowly over time and in stages. So he started counting from an earlier stage, but the real count of the 70 years of Golus Bavel was when Tzidkiyo was sent out in the 19th year of the Malchus of Nebuchadnezzar. So says Mar Sof Sof Kama Betziran. So how many years are missing from Achashverosh's Cheshbon? Cheshbon, it's 11 years, because Achashverosh counted from the 8th year of Nebuchadnezzar, and the MS was that it was the 19th year of the Malchus of Nebuchadnezzar when the count should have been. So Iu Kama Malach Arbesar. So let's see. What did it happen 11 years later? Did the Geula in fact happen? Did the Binyan Beis HaMikdash in fact happen 11 years later? So how long was he a Melech? For Arbesar, for 14 years. So Barbesar Didei, during the 14th year of the reign of Achashverosh, the Beis HaMikdash should have been rebuilt. That was the Nevuah of Yirmiyahu, that when 70 years is up, the Beis HaMikdash is going to be rebuilt. Says, and the Pasuk continues, so why is it that it was only in the second year of the reign of Daryavish, Darius II, who took over after Achashverosh, that the Beis HaMikdash was rebuilt, and throughout all of the Malchus of Achashverosh, throughout the entire reign of Achashverosh, the Melechus HaBinyan didn't happen. So it turns out that the Churban was more than 70 years. It turns out that the Nevuah of Yirmiyahu didn't seem to happen. Says Gemara, Amarava Shana Mikutos Avu. No, the Cheshbon is correct. From the time of Churvis Yerushalayim, which was the 19th year of the Malchus of Nebuchadnezzar, it was in fact 70 years. But when we counted years of various kings, some of them were only half years, and they overlapped. So a single year might have counted in our cheshbon for several kings, for two different kings. So you're missing 2 years to be mashlim the 70 years, and therefore the Beis HaMikdash wasn't built until the second year of Darius II. So the Gemara brings a raya that's how the cheshbon actually worked. Tani Namiyachi Vot Shana Acheres LeBavel VaAmad Daryavish VeShlima. The Brisa says in Seder Olam that there were 70 years from the day of the Malchus of Nebuchadnezzar, which is 69 years from the time Yoyakim had conquered, and another year for Bavel to fill the 70 years from the time that he ruled over the Jewish people, and Daryavish was Mashlim that year. And then in the another year of Melch Koresh, that Koresh was Malach in Bavel, so there was the statement was made, Mibachad Mikol Amo Yielukav Imo V'ya.
Ya'al. So you see in that braisa that you needed the year of the Malchus of Daryavesh to fill in the 70th year. So you understand very well why that would be the case, even though we said before that Nebuchadnezzar reigned for 45 years, and Evel Merudach was for 23 years, and Belshazzar was 2 years. So it turns out that you have they have 70 years even without Daryavesh. So it must be that there's some overlap, and therefore you needed to count the 70 years. Okay, so we said previously that Belshazzar and Achashverosh counted the 70 years began from the Malchus of Nebuchadnezzar or from the Galus of Yehoyakim, and they both made a mistake, and they should have counted from when Yerushalayim was burnt in the 19th year of the Malchus of Nebuchadnezzar. So Amar Rava, Af Daniel Ta'a Bahai Chushbina. Daniel made the same mistake. He also made the mistake in the Cheshbon of 70 years of Galus Bavel. He thought to count the 70 years when the Malchus Bavel started reigning over the Jewish people from the second year of Nebuchadnezzar, where he conquered Yehoyakim, and after that he understood that he made a mistake, and he counted from the year Yerushalayim was destroyed. D'chsiv b'shnas achas l'molcho ani Daniel binosi basvarim, and we say midukamar binosi, from the fact that he says binosi, it means that he had to think about it because he was having difficulty understanding why didn't the Gula come mechlal d'ta'a. That's because he initially made a mistake, and he thought that the 70 years should be counted from the second year of Nebuchadnezzar, because it says in Yirmiyahu that it's going to be after 70 years, so he thought it meant 70 years from the beginning of the Malchus Bavel. And then he realized the mistake, and he realized that the 70 years count from the Churban of Mikdash and the Golus of Tzidkiyahu, which was 18 years later, because the Pasuk in Daniel says, Lemalos l'chorvos Yerushalayim shivim shana. Pasuk in Daniel in Parak Tes, which implies that it was only from the Churvos Yerushalayim that you count the 70 years. So frankly, Gemara, but wait, Mikamakam Kasha Kroya Adadi. The Pesukim are so to each other, because in Yirmiyahu, Ksiv Malos l'Bavel, it says from Bavel. Sounds like it begins at the Malchus Bavel. Uksiv, and in Daniel it says L'chorvos Yerushalayim, from L'chorvos Yerushalayim. So if Daniel is just trying to figure out what Yirmiyahu and Avi meant, well, it's off, because Yirmiyahu actually said L'chorvos Yerushalayim, Yirmiyahu actually said L'fimalos Bavel, and what actually happened was L'chorvos Yerushalayim. So answers the Gemara, Amar Rava, when Yirmiyahu says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to redeem Klal Yisrael 70 years after Malchus Bavel, L'pkidu bi'alma, it doesn't mean that that's when it's going to be the Geula Shleima, it's that's when the Jewish people are going to have Rishus to go back to Eretz Yisrael and to begin to build the Beis HaMikdash. Because the Pasuk says, Efkodeschem, and that in fact was in the first year of Koresh Melech Paras, which was 71 years after the 71st year from the Kibush of Yehoyakim by Nebuchadnezzar, where Bavel took over Israel. V'hainu d'chsiv, Koamar Koresh Melech Paras, Kol Mamlechas Aretz Nasan Li Hashem Elokei Hashemayim, V'upakad Alai Livnos L'Beis B'Yerushalayim. So, and then Koresh went on to say, Mivachem Mikolam Oyel Kavi Maviyal Yerushalayim Asher B'Yudah V'Yivin Espeis Hashem. So you see that he gave Rishus for them to go. That was the original Pekida, that they had the right to go back to Eretz Yisrael and to start rebuilding. Whereas the Pasuk in Daniel is talking about the Geula Shleima. The Geula Shleima is 70 years after the Churban Yerushalayim. So this was the Reishis Tzmichas HaGeula versus the Geula Shleima as it actually happened. So now, once the Gemara mentions that Koresh gave the command that we were allowed to go back, so the Gemara tells us that Koresh did not fully accomplish what he was supposed to do. Why does the Torah call Koresh Meshicho? V'chi Koresh Mashiach Haya? What was he a Mashuach b'shemen Mishcha? Ella, no. What it means to say Amla Koresh Baruch Hu LeMashiach. Kovlani l'cha al koresh, that it means the pasuk is not talking about l'meshicha l'koresh as one unit. It's telling us that as if to say koresh was nimshach b'shem l'mishcha. No, you need to put an asnachta in between them, in between those two words, in between meshicha and koresh. That Kodesh Baruch Hu says to the Mashiach, Kovlani l'cha al koresh, ani amarti hu yivne beisi v'kabitz kol yusai. I said in the nevuah of Yishayahu Anavi that when the nevuah gave to Yishayahu Anavi that he himself will work hard in order to bring the Bnei Yisrael back from Galus and to build the Beis HaMikdash. Vahu, and yet when it came his time, Amar, he told the Bnei Yisrael, Mi vachem, mi kol amo, v'ya'al, whoever wants to go can go, but he didn't do it himself. So that's the complaint that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has against Koresh. So now the Gemara continues in darshaning the Megillah. So the Megillah says, Achashverosh made a mishta for all Sarav, Avadav, and it says, Chel paras umadai, ha partamim. So from the fact that it says partamim and madai right next to each other, it sounds like the partamim were from madai. Uksiv lemalchei madai paras. But the end of the Megillah says lemalchei madai paras sounds like malchei and madai are associated with each other. Sounds like the malachim were from madai, not the partamim. Partamim is like a lower level kind of officer, like a general. So which is it? Is the malachim or the partamim that were from madai? So Amar Rava. So Rava explains that the Parsiim and the Medim were in a uniform Malchus at that time, a unified Malchus at that time, and they had a Shutfus in the rulership. Asnui Asum Ba'adadi, they made it tonight between them. Imi non Malchi, when we're kings, Minaychu Parchi, you'll be the governors. Imi Naychu Malchi, if you're going to be the kings, then Minon Parchi, then we're going to be the governors. So that's why the Partanim were Mimadai from sometimes, that was when the Malachim were from Paras, and the Partamim were from Madai. Whereas the end of the Megillah, which sounds like the Malachim were from Madai, that's talking about when the Partamim were from Paras, because that was a deal, when one was from one, the other was from the other. So Baharoso Asosher Kvod Malchuso, the Pasuk in the Megillah goes on to say that Achashverosh showed off the Kvod Malchuso, Amar Rabbi Yosef Chanina Malameid, Shalavash Bigdei Kuna. We see from here that Achashverosh put on Bigdei Kuna, the Begadim of the Kohen Gadol, that Nebuchadnezzar had brought from Yerushalayim to Bavel. Ksiv hacha yikar tiferes kedulaso, uksiv hasam lekavaru tiferes. That it says yikar tiferes kedulaso, so big dekuna the Kohen Gadol, and by the big dekuna the Kohen Gadol, it says lekavaru tiferes. So you see the big dekuna are called tiferes. And that's what the pasuk means when it says that Achasher showed off kvodo v'tifarto by wearing the big day Kohen Gadol. The kvodo generally means begadim anyway, right? The Gemara Misach Shabbos says, Machbudai or Mechabdai is the begadim. That's why it's understood that when we wear Big Day Shabbos, it's a kiyum of Kavod Shabbos, that it's considered to be that which is Mechabed a person, is the begadim that they wear. So a person is supposed to wear special begadim that are Mechabed them on Shabbos. That's part of the inyan of wearing Big Day Shabbos. Over here, it's beyond just that it's Kavod. Kavod is just nice clothing, but Teferes, what's described as Teferes? The only begadim that are described as Teferes are the Big Day Kuhuna. So the Pasuk says Ublos Hayam Me'ila. The pasuk goes on to say in the Megillah that in the third year of his malchus, he made this mishta for everybody, and it was Yamim Rabim. It was 180 days. Ublos Hayam Me'ila. And when those 180 days were over, the pasuk goes on to say Asa Melch Cholam and Mitzayim B'Shushan Abira. He made a party for those people in Shushan Abira, meaning only after the 180 days of the mishta were over for everybody, then he made another mishta for those who were in Shushan Abira. So Ravish. Was this a smart move or a stupid move? To make a party first for everybody from all places and only then to focus on the local people. So it was a machlokas. The one who says that it was a smart move, that first he made sure he had the people who were at a great distance on his side and he made a mishta for them. And then the B'nai Masay, because the people from his own town, they're always available to him for him to reach out to them. So he needs to reach out to the people that he doesn't have as immediate access to first, in order to make sure that they're on his side, and then he'll reach out to the locals who he always is able to keep a finger on the pulse. Oman diamar tipe shaya, and the one who says that it's a foolish thing, those people who are closest to you, you need to make sure that they're loyal to you first. Because if the rechokim are morid, if the rechokim rebel against you, then the people who are close by will be able to stand by your side, and you'll be able to maintain some semblance of a malchus. But if even the people that are right next to you are not going to stand by your side, and then there's a rebellion, you're not going to have any semblance of a malchus whatsoever that remains. So that's the machlokas, whether it was a good idea or a bad idea. So the Gemara discusses what avera we did that caused the gzera of Haman to happen. Meaning, even for such a gzera to happen, even though it didn't come through in the end, we must have done something pretty terrible to deserve it. So the reason we discuss this right now, when we're right in the middle of the discussion of the party of Achashverosh, is because the Talmidim of Shmuel Chai thought that the participation in the party is the Avera that happens. That's why we're bringing it up. Meaning when we bring different possibilities of why this happened, one of them is the very party that we're talking about right now. So Shaul Talmid of Esrav Shum Ben Yochai, Mipnei Man Nischai V'Sonein Shal Yisosh V'Sonadar Kalaya, why is it that we were chayiv to be wiped out, even though it's not Mufurish in the Pasuk that there was a Gezerah of Kalaya Min HaShemayim? The Chum derived that from the Pasuk because it says, B'Shem HaMelech HaChashirish Nuchta V'Nechtam B'Tabas HaMelech. So when it says Melech Stam in the Megillah, it's always Malchus Shalolam. It always refers to the Ribbono Shel Olam. There's a medrash like that, and the entire commentary of the Gra on the Megillah follows that through. The Gra has a few rules of how he explains the Megillah, and that's one of them, that whenever it says Melech, it's also a reference to the Ribbono Shel Olam. So we know that this wasn't Stam a Gzeira of Haman and Achashverosh of two evil people. This was a Gzeira of Malchus Shemayim. So why is it that there was a Gzeira of Malchus Shemayim that we were supposed to be wiped out? So Amalem Shem Shem Reichai said, why don't you tell me the reason? It must be because they enjoyed the su'udah of Achashverosh. Rabbi Shimon Reichai asked his Talmidim, if you're correct that it was because they were down there from the su'udah, then only those Jews in Shushan should have gotten killed, but everyone who didn't participate in the Suda should not have gotten killed. And the Hemshech of the Megillah, we find that Haman made a gzera against every Jew in all 127 provinces. So Amrullo, so the Talmidim said back, you're right, the reason that we said must be incorrect. So Emorata, so why don't you give us the reason? So Amr Shemir Yechai said, Mimnei Sheshtachavu L'Tzelem, because in the days of Nebuchadnezzar, they were Meshtachavet to the Tzelem, and that's what they deserve Kliya for. Nebuchadnezzar made a Tzelem of Zahav in Bikas Dura, and he required that all of the nations would bow to him, and would bow to it, and every nation did exactly what he wanted, except for Hanani, Mishael, Azariah, who were Moser Nefesh, and they were not Mishtachaveh. So the Marsha writes that Rashi is Mochiach this from the Pasuk in Daniel, that only Hanani, Mishael, Azariah were Moser Nefesh to be burnt in the Kivshon Ha'esh, but everyone else must have been Mishtachaveh to the Tzelem. So over here, we normally talk about the heroism of Hanani, Mishael, Azariah. Over here, we're talking about the lack of heroism of everybody else, that everybody else was Mishtachaveh to the Tzelem. Hanani, Mishael, Azariah were the exception. So everyone else, because they were Mishtachaveh, that's why we deserve to be wiped out. So Amr Lo, so Talmidim said to Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, according to you, that it's because they were Mishtachaveh to Avodah Zarah, so why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu save them? Is HaKadosh Baruch Hu no say panim? Does he show favoritism when someone violates Avodah Zarah? Amalem, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai says, Haim lo asu el lefanim. They weren't actually being Ovid Avodah Zarah. They were only doing it klape chutz as a sign of as a show to Nebuchadnezzar, because they were forced to do so. But they did not internalize any sense of Avodah Zarah. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu lo asu iman el lefanim, and therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu made this gezera as like an external show, but it didn't actually happen. So if a person doesn't have Avera without his heart and without his ratzon, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring something that will also not come to fruition, but will give him a good scare. So that's going to be the Mida Kenegan Mida. Now the Pasuk says that the Mishnah that Achashverosh made for the Bnei Shushan was Bechatzar Ginas Beisan HaMelech. So the Chora, it's a Stira Minei Obey, because those are three different places. The Chatzar is a place where which is open. The Gina is a place where you grow vegetables, and Beisan is a place where you plant trees. So Rav and Shmuel, Chad Amar, one of them says, Haray l'chatzar l'chatzar, Haray l'gina l'gina, Haray l'bisan, that he brought different people into different places depending on their stature. So it all depended how chashiv you were in his eyes. V'chadam, and the other one said, no, it wasn't based on their chashivos. Hoshivan b'chatzar, Achashverosh sat everyone down in the chatzar. After the chatzar filled up, v'lo hechzikasan, and it didn't hold the overflow crowds, so begina, the overflow went into the gina. V'lo hechzikasan, when the Gina didn't know the overflow crowds, Ashech Nisan the Bisan Vechzikasan. So then he had to use the Bisan, and that ultimately carried everybody, held everybody. And we learned in Ebraisa that really he put them all in the Chatzar, not in the Gina or the Bisan, but he opened up two doors to be able to pass from the Chatzar, one to the Gina and one to the Bisan, that people could walk around and see the beauty of his royal court, of his royal palace. So now the Pasuk says that Achashverosh put the Bnei Shushan, and he brought Chur, Karpas, Tchelis, Achus, Bechavlevutz, Vargamna, Glili, Kesav, Mudei Sheish, Mito, Zav, Kesav, Ritzos, Bat, Vesheish, Vedavr, Socheres. So the Gemara goes through one by one what these different things are. Chur, Karpas, Tchelis. So my Chur, what is Chur? Rav Amar, Chari, Chari. These were special cushions that were made from needlepoint, which had a lot of holes in it. That's when you make needlepoint, there are little tiny holes in between the threads. Shmuel Amar, Milas Levana, it was a type of white, clean, and fine wool, Hitzia Lam, that he put in front of them, that he put under them, that they could sit on. Karpas, Amar Biyosu Rebbe Chanina, Karpas is a lashon, it's an intrikon of Karpas. Karim Shalpasim. There were cushions of a very fine quality wool. Al Glile Kesef Va'amude Sheish Mitos Zav V'Kesef. So Gemara explains, what were these mitos made out of? If they were Kesef, then how do you say they were Zav? If they were Zav, they're not Kesef. So Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says there were two types of beds at the Mishnah where he put people based on their chashivos. Haroi L'Kesef, L'Kesef, Haroi L'Zav, L'Zav. People who deserved a seat of silver got a seat of silver. People who deserved gold got gold. If you do that, you're going to cause kinna at the suda itself. You're going to have a dais and an upper dais and a lower dais. So everyone's going to be wondering, why am I not there? Why am I not? You know, I should be on the Muetzes Gedolei HaTorah. I should be, everyone, right? You get 90,000 people in MetLife Stadium and 89,000 of them think they should be sitting on the, right? So it's going to cause kinna on the, that you're going to be matil at the suda. No, it must be that all the mitos were made out of kesef, but the legs of the mito were made out of zahav. But v'sheish amra biyasiya avanim shemischotitos al ba'alehen, that the floor where this was made were stones that the owners had to look for a long time in order to get these stones. They were not easy. They would cost a lot of money. V'cheinu omer, and it says when it talks about how special and precious these stones were, it says that the Bnei Yisrael were chashuvim, are going to be chashuv lasalavo among the nations. Avnei nezer misnosisos al admaso. So misnosisos means that they're going to come after a lot of nisyonos to find such beautiful stones. Vidar v'socharas. So what does that mean? Rav Amar dori dori, that there were rows of these precious gems, and socharas is sachar sachar. Shmuel Amar even tovia yesh bekarche yam v'doros shema, that there's an Even Tova Yesh B'Krach HaYam, there's a particular precious gem in Krach HaYam that's called Dara, V'oshiva Be'emtza Su'uda, and Achashverosh put it right in the middle of the meal, U'mi'irulem K'tzarayim, and it illuminated everything. It was such a bright stone that it illuminated like midday, like it was broad daylight. So that's why it says V'socharas, which is a lashon of Sihara. Sihara is a lashon of Or. So, or, Debe Rabbi Yishmael Tana, another possibility, Shekara Dror L'chol Bal Ischara, the king gave an exemption from paying taxes for all the schora, for all of the merchandise that people were selling. Now the pasuk says about the mishta for the people in Shushan. Pasuk goes on to say, Vashkos b'chleizav v'chelim mikelim shonim. So Gemara says, what does it mean, shonim? If you'd say that it means to tell us that there were a lot of different types of kelim suda, and there was no kli that was similar to the other, so meshunim ibayle, then what it should have said is meshunim, that one was different from the other. Why does it say shonim? Shonim sounds like a lashon of chazara, a lashon of repeating something, of doing, right? What did we have? We had back on Daf Dalet, Chayev Adam Likros as a Megillah Belay. V'lishnosa bayom. Lishnosa means to repeat something, to do something a second time. So shonim implies that there's going to be a repeat or a doubling of something. So Amarava Yatsa Baskel Amr Lahem, a Baskel came out min Hashemayim and told Achashverosh and Nesarim that Rishonim kolu mipanai kelim v'atem shonim behem, that the Belshazzar and his chabura were kolu mipanai, because they were wiped out because they used these kelim at the base of Mikdash, and you're doing the same thing. You're falling in the same trap. You're going to do the same avera. So v'yein malchus rav, and it also describes that there was a lot of wine. With v'pshuto, it's telling us that there was just a lot of wine. But the word rav is extra, because it already says kiyat hamelech. Kiyat hamelech means, you know, as fitting a king's banquet. So why does it have to say rav? So I'm a rav. Rav the Amora explains that Melamed Shekal Echad VeEchad Ishko Yayin Shegadol Imenu B'Shanim, that everyone got wine that was aged more than the person was. So if the person was 40 years old, he got wine that was aged for 41 years or for 45 years. Everyone got wine that was older than they are. Vashtia Kados, so the drink was Kados, my Kados. What does it mean? It was Kados. Amar Rabbi Chanan Mishum Rameir Kados Shel Torah. It was like eating and drinking of the Mizbeach that it talks about in the Torah. Madas Shel Torah. Just like when you're makriv karbanos on the mizbeach, achilu meruba mishtia, a behema and the mincha soles that comes with it is much more in quantity and in volume than the wine that they're menasech on the mizbeach. So afsudas shel sarasha, achilu meruba mishtia. Despite the elaborate descriptions of the drinking, there was even more food than there was drinking, because you might think that since it's called a mishta, it was all about shtia, that it was just a wine party. So that's what we're being mechadish. The Marsha explains that adrabah, the achilu was greater than the shtia. And the reason Achashverosh was makbid that they shouldn't drink more than they eat was because he thought that was why Belshazzar got killed, because he drank more than he should have, and he was mishtaker b'yeno, and he died of alcohol poisoning. So Achashverosh wanted to make sure that there were you could drink and we can get drunk, but let's make sure there's some food in our system also, and that we're going to have more food than drink, so that we're not going to die from drinking alcohol. That's how the Marsha understands Achashverosh's cheshbon, meaning it's Achashverosh was able to realize that Belshazzar got killed, but he attributed everything to natural causes. He didn't attribute anything to the Yad Hashem and to Malchus Shemayim, and therefore he just figured that he has to avoid those natural causes, and then he'll be okay, right? It's like people at a shiva house often ask, you know, so how did the person die? As if to say, if only we would know, then we could have avoided it. Then we could have. The Ribbono Shel Olam, how did the person die? The person died the same way everybody else in the history of the world died. They died from their davening on Yom Kippur, from a gzeira on the Yemei Hadin. So Achashverosh was looking at the particular causes rather than the way it presented itself, rather than the actual averos that caused it to happen. Ein ones, Amar Blazer Melamed Shekal Echad VeEchad Ishko Miyayin Midinaso. Ein ones means that everybody got the wine from their medina that they were used to and that they enjoyed. La'asos kiritzon ish v'ish. What's the double lashon of ish v'ish? Rav Lassus Kirtzon Mordechai v'Haman. Ish means a chash of a person of stature. So it means to do like Haman, like both Mordechai and Haman, that both of them were Sarei Amashke, and the Tzmerami is with Ish. Mordechai Dechsev Ish Yehudi, Haman Ish Tzar Va'oyev. They're both called an Ish in the Megillah itself. Gam Vashti Amalkos, so Mishnah Nashim Beis Amalkos. Vashti also made a party. Beis Hanashim Yubayle. It should have said Beis Hanashim, a place that's designated for women, and men don't go there. So Amar Rava, Shnein Lidvar Aver Niskavna. The Pasuk is teaching us that both Achashverosh and Vashti did not do things with proper tznius, and they put them all together in Tarovis and the Beis HaMalchus in order that it should lead to Averos, because obviously you have a lot of alcohol consumption and a lot of men and a lot of women, and they're together, so that's obviously going to lead to Averos. Hayru Damriyinshi, Iu Bikari, that's what people say, that Iu Bikari V'itzei Bibutzini, that if he likes one type of melon, his wife likes a different type of melon, meaning they're both the same min, but she wants to do an Avera by showing off her beauty and by showing off a lack of tzinius. So So it was on the seventh day when Lev HaMelech was when he was good and drunk. So the pasuk says that he wanted to show off Vashti HaMalka. He wanted to bring Vashti HaMalka with the Keser Malchus to show everybody her beauty, because she was such a Tovas Mara. She was so beautiful. Atu Ad Hashalo Tov Libe B'Chamra. How long did it take the guy to get drunk? It took till seventh day of the party for Achashverosh to get drunk. That's humanly impossible. Throughout the entire Mishnah, he must have been intoxicated. So Marava Yom HaShvi'i, it doesn't mean the seventh day of the party. Shabbos Haya, it means the seventh day, which is Shabbos. And the Pasuk is trying to show the contrast between the Jewish people and the Umos HaOlam. The Shei Yisrael, what did the Jewish people do on Shabbos? They're Ochlin V'Shosin. They eat and they drink, and we have a beautiful Suda L'Kavod Shabbos. And what do? Maschilim B'Divrei Torah, B'Divrei Tishpachos. We share Torah, we say Divrei Tishpachos, Takarish Baruch Hu. Avlov D'Kavim Ochlin V'Shosin, Ein Maschilim El B'Divrei Tiflos. But of the Kavim, they start to party, and they they engage in znus and averos, v'chein b'sudas shalos harasha, and the suda v'achashverosh as well. So once they filled up with eating and drinking, they began to speak divrei tiflus. Tiflus means immorality, and they started to argue with each other about such things. Halalu amrim madios naos. The bnei madai said, "Oh, the Madian women are the most beautiful women." Valalu am parsios naos. And the bnei para said, "No, the Parsi women are the most beautiful women." They didn't have yet a Miss Universe contest to settle all of this, so they just each said what they believe. So Amar Lam Achashverosh, Kli Shani Mishtamish Bo Ein Lo Madav Lo Parsi El Kasti. He says, "Well, my Kli that I use, meaning Vashti, she's the most beautiful of all, and she's a Kasti. Ritzon Kham Larosa, you want to see?" So Amar Lo in. They said, "Yeah, why not? Vachte Aruma, but only if she comes completely undressed." So that's why she was wearing only the Keser Malchus, but she wasn't wearing anything else. This Gemara, by the way, is one of the lone sources in Chazal for the idea of singing Zemiros on Shabbos, right? That where we say when the Jewish people get together, they're Ochlim V'Shosin, and they sing Zemiros. The real source that we have is that you sing Zemiros is based on, I think it's a Sefer Hasidim is the first source that we actually have. There are Midrashim also. Tosfos Sanhedrin Amud Zayin and Beis quotes from Medrash that on Shabbos the Chayos HaKodesh are not able to say Shira, and the Bnei Yisrael sing Shira b'mekomam, and that's what the Arzaruah writes in Shabbos Simin and Beis Ostalid, that they added extra Mizmorim into Pesukei Dezimra, and we say Tefilas Nishmas Kol Chai because we're trying to make up for the Chayos that are not singing Shira up in Shemayim. We're the ones that take over on Shabbos. So the Sefer Hasidim, it quotes from Rabbeinu Meshulam that he says on the pasuk Vayivarech Elokim Es Yom HaShviv Vayikadesh Oso, that we don't know Bamer Baruch Hu, because it doesn't say with what we were Mevarech, with what he was Mevarech. So, but from everything we find in the Klalos that Eov cursed his day, we learn that the opposite is a bracha. So Eov says Al Tovo Renonavo. So you see that to be Meranin on Shabbos Shiros and Tishbachos is an Inyan. So it's a mitzvah to be to sing and to be Meranin the Shvachos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because that's Mizmor Shir Liyom HaShabbos Tov Lo Tzal Hashem Ulezamer L'Shimcha Elyon. So this Gemara is really one of the only Gemaras that tells us explicitly that that's what we do on Shabbos. It doesn't say that we do it necessarily at Shas Su'uda. You have to look at other Marmakomos to find that we do it at Shas Su'uda to sing Zemiros while we're eating. This Gemara actually does say Shas Su'uda. This Gemara is the only one. Meaning all the other places I just mentioned just say that we say extra Zemiros. We sing extra Zemiros. Over here you have that, what do we do? When we're Ochlin Vishosin, that's when we're going to sing Tishbachos to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's the notion of singing Zemiros Peshat Suda. I wrote about this in my newest Sefer, outside, available right outside of BKNW, in Simen Yadalid over there. So the Gemara explains, why is it that the Gzera Min HaShemayim was to suffer such humiliation for Vashti? Shem Midah Shadda Modeh Ba Modeh Dino. The exact way that a person behaves, it's Midah Kenegan Midah. Melami Chayisa Vashti Harsham Mevi HaBenos Yisrael Nafshita Nerumos Vosam Ben Melacha B'Shabbos. Vashti used to do this to the Benos Yisrael. She would make them stand totally undressed and do Melacha on Shabbos. So what's Asher Asasa? Kashem Shasa, what she did to the Benos Yisrael, Kach Nigzar Allah, that was the Gezerah that happened against her. Vatimayin Amalka Vashti, and Vashti said that she wasn't interested in coming. Michti Pritza Savai, she was a Prutza. Damar Mar, Shnei and Ledvar Aver and Eskavnu, they both had Kavan and Ledvar Aver. My time Elo Asai, why didn't they come? So Amar Rabbi Yosef Rav Chanin, Melamit Shaparcha Batzaras. It must be that she had Tzaras. Masni Satana Bagavril Vasal Azonav, that Gavril came and made her a tail, so she didn't want to come because she was afraid of the humiliation that she would suffer because of the zanav that she had. The Aruch writes that kol davar shehu yeser she'enu kemidas chavero umishtana mikamos shehu mimasha olam noeg karei zanav. That zanav means that which protrudes and that which is extra, that which sticks out. Meaning that not that Gavriel made her a tail like a behema, but he swelled her in different made like these swollen parts of her body in different places that protrude and are parts that don't belong on a human being. That's what Rabbeinu Bechai writes as well in his commentary on Megillas Esther. He has seres basar shasa befenel fisha bederech neis, that her face swelled up or something like that she looked terrible because she had this lav dafka, that it was necessarily a tail per se, but a tail represents that which is an extra, an add-on to a normal human body. And the king got very angry and says that chamaso barabo, so it's a double expression of vayiktsov and chamaso. Why was he so angry? Amarava, because she sent a message to him, bara aruya da abba, you stable man, the stable boy of my father. Abba le kabal alfa chamara shasi, my father could drink, was able to hold his liquor really well. He could drink like 1,000 men, velo ravi, and he didn't get drunk. Vahu gavra, ishtati b'chamrein, you're drinking some wine, miyad v'chamasa baraba, when she humiliated him by saying that he can't hold his wine, so then he got very angry. Vayomar melech chacham, so the melech said to the chacham, who the pasuk says, who were the yodeya itin. So man chacham, who are the chacham that he turned to? Rabbanan, who was the chachme Yisrael. Yodei Yitim, what does it mean that they're Yodei Yitim? She yodin la'aber shanim l'kva chadashim, that they know how to set up the Jewish calendar. So amalu l'achashver, who said to the chachme Yisrael, dainuli, you have to tell me, what should I do with Vashti? So amalu, they said to themselves, hey chinav, what are we going to do? Name alei katala, we're going to tell him to kill her? L'machar pasuk lechamre. The next, tomorrow, his wine is going to subside, the effects of the wine are going to subside, u'bay laminan, and he's going to be looking for Vashti. So name alei shvak, should we tell him to leave her alone? Kamazalzal Malchus, he's going to take that as a zilzal in the Malchus. So Amru, they said, what's our best play? So Amru Lo, they said to him, Miyom Shachar Beis HaMikdash V'galina Meretzenu Nitla Yetzim Menu Veinon Yodin Lodin Dinei Nefashos. So once we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, we're no longer able to be Dan Dinei Nefashos. So Zil Gabe Amun Umov, the Asi B'duchtayu, go to Amun Umov, they're not in Galus, they're in their place where they belong, they're sitting B'Sheker B'Shalva Kechamer, the Asi V'Aldudayi, like a wine that's sitting on its sediment and has not been emptied from one kli to another. So since they weren't moved around, they're daitim yusheves. They have the ability to have the proper yishuv hadas to make such a decision. So the taima amrulei. And they were saying something that made a lot of logical sense, because it's true that when a person is b'sheket to b'shalva, he has he's daitum yishavis, he's able to think more clearly. D'chsiv shanan moav minuura v'shoke to al shemara v'lo hurak mikli al keli uvagolu lohalach al kein amataimo bo v'reichol on amar, that when the melech saw that the chachmei saw not going to paskin, so miyad v'akor v'elav kashra shesra ad masa tarshish amar b'levi kol pasuk zeh al shum karbanos ne'amar, the description of all of his advisors are really just descriptions of different karbanos, that the Malachi Asharis were being masked in front of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, the karbanos that the Jewish people burned in the Beis HaMikdash to take Nekama against Vashti, whose ancestors destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, and were mevatel the Avodah Sar karbanos, and which used to be a Nachas Ruach for a Kodesh Baruch Hu, and that they were trying to put in place, the Malachi Asharis were trying to put Esther in place. Karshina, we darshan is a new trikun of Karim B'nei Shana. Amr Malachi Asharis from the Kodesh Baruch Hu, Ribbono Shalom, Klum Ekriv did any of these people bring Karim B'nei Shana like the Jewish people used to do? Sheisar, what's that a reference to? Klum Ekriv L'Fnecha Shtei Sorin, did any of them bring two birds as a carbon? Admasa Klum Banu L'Fnecha Mizbeach Adama, did they build a Mizbeach Adama? Tarshish Klum Shimshu L'Fnecha Bigdei Kuna D'chsibu Tarshish Shasham V'yashvei. And then Maras, the Malach HaYashari says to Kosh Baruch Hu, Klum Mirsu Bedam L'Fnecha, did they mix the dam that the Jewish people had to do, so that it wouldn't congeal, so that they could do zrikas adam. Marsina klum mirsu b'menachos l'fenecha. Did they make menachos like the Jewish people do, where they do belila on the carbon mincha with the oil and the flour? Memuchan klum ichinu shulchan l'fenecha. Did they prepare a shulchan of hakravas karbanos in front of you like the Jewish people did? And then vayomer memuchan. Then finally memuchan speaks up in front of all the sarim. So tana memuchan zeh haman. Memuchan is actually a reference to Haman. V'lamen nikra Shemom Memuchan. Why is he called Memuchan over here? Shemuchan the Peronis, because he's setting himself up to be hung. Amar Rav Kahana Mikan Shehed Yod Kofitz Brosh. From the fact that Memuchan is eager to offer his opinion, you see that it's the Hed Yod Kofitz Brosh, that it's the idiot that speaks first. I notice sometimes at Rosh Yeshiva meetings in Yeshiva that when the president of the Yeshiva puts a question out, no one talks. Because everyone knows, Hed Yod Kofitz Brosh, no one wants to be. So we just had a meeting with a couple of people and a couple of younger Rebbeim, and Rav Tversky was there. So none of us are going to talk because we're not total idiots, but Rav Tversky would never talk. So he just it was just a lot of silence for a long time. So unless you're called on. But a Hed Yod is Kofitz Brosh, only the fool jumps up to speak first. So that was Haman. Lios Kalish Shorer Beveso. What was his great idea? That every man is going to rule over his household. So Amar Rava. Rava says, you see from that igeres that Ilmali Igros Rishonos and Shtaimus and Enshal Yisrael, had it not been for the first igeros that the Melech sent to everybody, then the Jewish people would have been wiped out. We would have been totally wiped out, because it was only after the first igeres that everyone realized that sometimes a foolish igeres comes out from the king, that they realized they shouldn't jump on the opportunity to take advantage of the second igeres. Amri, my hide the Shadulan, what is this igeres? Lios Kalish Shorer Beveso, Pshita, Filu Karcha Beveso. Even the lowest of the people rules over his own household. So why would he send such a tzivui? So it must be that something is up. That the king sends things that don't really makes much sense. So then the king's anger subsided, and he felt bad that he had killed Vashti. So he had to look for a new wife. Yafkeda Melch Pekidim. So he appointed Pekidim. He appointed officers in all the Medinos. Amarav Maiduch Siv Kol Orum Yasa Bedas Chsil Yifros Iveles. So how do we darshan this pasuk about Achashverosh? Kol Orum Yasa Bedas Zed David Chsiv. That's Rav David Melch. That the pasuk says that when they were looking for a wife for David Melch when he was older, Vayomer Lo Avadav Yivakshel Adoni Melch Nara Besula. That he only wanted one nara. Everyone who had a daughter would bring that daughter because maybe she would be the one that would be the one that's chosen. That's how Achashverosh's search for a shidduch, that he said bring all of them, and in the end after he tries all of them he'll choose one. So everyone who had a daughter didn't want the daughter to suffer from that indignity that she was going to have to be with him and then maybe not get chosen. You know, if you're only going to choose one to begin with, so then everyone wants to vie to be the one that's chosen. But if everyone's going to be tried out first and then chosen, no one wants their daughter to be in such a position. So what does it mean? He's an Ishudi and an Ishimini. If you're trying to give his Yichus, give it all the way back to Binyamin. Why does it say Dafka Yair and Shimi and Kish? Why does it only mention those? So Tana Kulan al Shimon Nikru. All those three were based on Mordechai himself. Ben Yair, Ben Sheir, a name Shal Yisrael b'tfilaso. He was called Ben Yair because he lit up the eyes of the Jewish people with his tefila. Ben Shimi, Ben Sheshama Kel l'tfilaso. That is the one who Hashem listens to his tefila. Ben Kish, Hikish al Shari Rachamim v'niftchulo. That he's able to knock on the Shari Rachamim and the Shari Rachamim open up for him. So the pasuk is now going to continue. The Megillah is going to continue to discuss a little bit about the yichus of Mordechai and whether he was actually from Shevet Yehuda or Shevet Binyamin. But we'll stop here. And Be'ezras Hashem, I'm not going to be in shul tomorrow because I still have COVID. But we didn't talk Elisha whether Elisha's going to give or I'll give Motzei Shabbos. All right. Well, Elisha, you'll text me. All right, we'll figure it out. If I'm giving a shir Motzei Shabbos, then we'll put it on the WhatsApp chat. Okay, everyone have a wonderful Shabbos.
Have a wonderful Shabbos.
Feel better.